Now, it won't make things better, but it'll help. It's a song from Insane Times on 95BFM.
I'm a victim of the electronic age.
Good morning, Karen. My song from Insane Times today features another artist from the dark side of Canada. Alexis Munro hails from Ottawa and makes her music in a world without critics, reviewers or press agents. And I'm not kidding. The only biographical fact I can find about her is that she started making music in 2016 using an app on her phone. When she started out, Munro, whose real name might be Brianna, used the name Princess Bri and released trap music influenced by Gianni, who appears on her first album, Little Baby Bitch. Her most successful songs from that period were the singles Pixie Hollow and Purgatory and Am I Dreaming. Like Gianni's Fairy Trap, they are songs about enchantment, but in Munro's case, she's usually the enchanted one, telling us what it's like to be under a spell, hypnotized by someone she can't quite trust. Yet there's another side to her. Munro is also a rocker, in the pop-punk style of Avril Lavigne or in the harder-edge new metal style of Kitty, and the rock songs are about her disenchantment. In most of them, she's letting her useless boyfriends know what losers they are. She has a really fantastic rock voice, and this comes out in the trap songs, and at other times, her fairy trap sensibility enriches her rock songs. There is no high art or ideological excuse for this work, but there's a lot of Jungian appeal in Alexis Munro's use of supernatural symbolism and dark moods in her well-crafted pop songs. It always pains me to have to choose one song from any artist existing on the margins of the music business and not enjoying regular airplay, and in this case, I've gone with that emotion and I've chosen a song that's pure heartbreak and that combines both rock and trap aesthetics. I love the arrangement here. There are only four tracks, one guitar, there's a simple drum kit that's just a kick and a snare, and Munro's two vocal tracks. And I love how the second verse just repeats the first verse, because that verse has already said everything that needs to be said. The song is called I Hate That I Can Only Write Music About You.
You don't think of me like I
That was a song from Insane Times on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much.